Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I get up
and nothing gets me down. Welcome back. It's Van Halen bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. 7 till the hour. Have a great visit with our good friend Steve DiBianco. Steve is Executive Director of NetChoice, netchoice.org. Steve, tell us about NetChoice.
Yeah, we're a trade association of the world's leading e-commerce and online services. Folks like AOL, eBay, Facebook, Google, Yahoo, all the companies that we all know and love and use for free services and content online. And we're trying to make sure that their ability to innovate and compete is preserved both here at home and around the world.
Folks, if you ever believe anything I say, please believe that NetChoice is standing in the breach. NetChoice and its leader, Steve, is standing in the breach for you and me with regard to fighting back the people who and the ideologues and the politicians, sometimes this all three in the same person, to weaken the internet as you and I know it. And I'm going to encourage you to go to netchoice.org and make a donation. Join their organization. Give them some money. They'll use it to a good cause, which you've heard me tell you talk about. Steve, now, what will this new entity that you guys are working on that's being forced by the Obama administration? Would you agree with me that you're going to wind up with something that's going to be a lot better than it would have been had you guys not done so much work? And when you explain it, it almost sounds like it might even be an improvement over what we had before. But I'm not so sure. Would you say that if it had been left alone, what we had would be better than what you're going to have?
Yeah, Jim, I'd say that the decision last spring to just give up control was a decision that I might not have made had I been in the president's shoes. Even under pressure from Snowden, there were some other factors at work there, and politics always matters. But given that they made that decision, we're going to do our best to have the community acquire new accountability for this corporation called ICANN that wasn't there before. So in the end, we're going to have this organization be more accountable to us. You're asking, though, if we had left everything alone, would we really be any worse or better than we will under this new regime? And, you know, it's unknown territory.
Well, there's no question. In my opinion, there's no question what would have happened would have been horrible if you guys hadn't if global leaders like yourself hadn't gotten involved. So let me ask you a question. Is the Obama administration giving you any kind of resistance to what this community is doing?
Yeah, great question. Early on, they resisted the whole idea that we were going to use these lemons and make lemonade. The administration resisted the idea that we were going to take a big, broad look at ICANN's accountability structures, and we were going to make big, sweeping changes. They had thought they could simply quietly let go of the tether of control and give it up.
Mm-hmm.
So there was initial resistance, but to their credit, Larry Strickling, the Assistant Secretary for the Commerce Department, recognized that the community really wanted to use this opportunity to change ICANN's accountability for the better. And since that point in time, he's backed us.
Good.
And I'm appreciative of that.
Well, I am too. I mean, as most people know, I do believe President Obama is an anti-business president. I've said that before. He's done too many things to prove that. But when he does things that I agree with, things that I think are reasonable, I give him credit. So I'm going to congratulate him on his representative in the Department of Commerce that you just told us about. Just as I congratulated him on the Pacific trade agreement. So, you know, I'm intellectually honest about these things. My fealty is to Main Street small businesses, Steve, not to any political group. So,
Main Street businesses need the internet to reach customers around the world,
question.
To bring up their own websites, to be able to buy services and goods that they'd never otherwise have access to. And when it comes to content and communications, it has truly changed the playing field. It's made it so that a small business has opportunities we've never had before.
There's no question.
So with your help, we're going to preserve that land of opportunity that we have online. And I hate the uncertainty of having to create new accountability measures and hammer them out in a consensus with people from around the world who have different points of view. But that chaos could lead us to something that ends up better off than we were before.
Give us a 30-second tour of where this is going. What's next? in the next
six months. Yeah, the accountability mechanisms are being reviewed right now, and a global public comment period that will last 40 days. 40 days and 40 nights, Jim.
Yeah.
And at the end of that period of time, we'll make one last set of tweaks to the proposals. Those proposals then will go to the lawyers, and they'll design the bylaws changes for ICANN.
Will Congress have anything? Will Congress have anything to do with this?
You bet they will. Congress was so frustrated when this happened last year, but they come around, and they're going to have a 30-day period to review.
When do you think the gavel will be dropped on this?
July 2016.
July 2016, a year from now. Okay. Hey, Steve, I'm proud of you, buddy. Keep up the good work. We're all proud of you.
Jim, thanks for all you do.
Steve Del Bianco, ladies and gentlemen, truly a great American. With netchoice.org. Please give them some money, folks. I promise you, you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.